brought to you by Penguin. Beach Rivals by Georgie Tilney. Read by Emily Barber. Chapter 1. Claire was sure that when she'd left the house, she'd looked like a normal human person. She hadn't bothered with makeup, but her skin had been clear, her hair and clothes neat. She flattered herself she'd been almost dewy. She took out her phone and checked the selfie she'd posted earlier that morning as she was boarding the plane, and yes, no one could say she wasn't glowing. And she hadn't even used a filter. She was trying her hardest to stay away from filters, and honestly, in that light, who even needed them? The light in question being the soft dawn glow she'd been awake for, thanks to her brutally early flight. But now, in the airport bathroom on the other side of the world, it was an entirely different story. Her skin looked clammy, pale, and under her eyes, distinctly grey. Her hair was somehow both lank and dry, lying flat across the top of her head and crackling out to the sides with astonishing volume. Amazing, really, what 16-odd hours in a plane could do to a person. Claire passed a hand over her face and moaned. Not putting makeup on for a flight had been the right call. Not putting any makeup in her carry-on bag had been the wrong one. She splashed some water on her face, made one last attempt to ruffle her hair into something approaching beachy waves, and hauled her bag over her shoulder. Not the best first impression, but surely her new boss would understand. If you insist on meeting a new employee at the airport, you'd better be prepared to see them looking like a desiccated husk. And if you insist on taking a job on the other side of the world, you'd better be prepared to turn up looking like absolute arse. Well, Claire, she said to her reflection, you're not getting any prettier. And with that, she left the bathroom, ready to face her new life. After an inordinate amount of time spent waiting at baggage claim and passport control, she stood motionless in front of the frosted glass sliding doors that were now the only barrier between her and the new life she'd committed to on a whim just 2 weeks earlier. It had seemed so simple when she'd seen the article, but everything seems simple when you're absently scrolling on your phone in bed at 2 a.m. The ultimate dream job. Reading on the beach, the headline had read. It seems too good to be true, but this bookshop wants to pay you to spend 3 months in Bali. The only catch? You have to sell a few books while you're there. Claire had sent it to her cousin Lena, saying, OMG, imagine if this was real, then moved on. After all, no one actually applied for jobs like that, surely. They were a fantasy. The life you imagined yourself living whenever the real world got too grey. A customer complains for too long about his latte being cold, and you close your eyes and pretend you're in your own little world, wandering in from the beach, pottering around your own little shop, barefoot, windswept and alive. Your biggest responsibility, to read as many books as you can so you can recommend them to people. You imagine yourself being unexpectedly good at it. You find a hitherto unsuspected talent for divining just what would suit each person. You build a reputation. Oh, I simply never buy a book without checking what Claire thought of it, people start saying. Eventually, you're included in a list of must-sees for tourists visiting the area. No trip is complete without a visit to Claire's books. Just you try to leave without at least 5 crisp paperbacks. And one day the door opens, the bell set above it ringing softly to announce a customer, and you look up and see an intelligent-looking but strangely bashful man. You recognise him. An author you love. I hope you'll excuse me, he says. This shop sells...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?